Rowan and Anna Show here on 720 WGN. Matt Bubala with you here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in the Tribune Tower. Thanks for hanging out with us after the traffic here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about graduates and whether or not they're being prepared enough to head out into the real world. Later in the show, we'll talk about the expulsion of the diplomats from Russia as part of our retribution, I guess, for their involvement in things American. Russia's got about 72 diplomats that were given, or no, 30-some diplomats given 72 hours to get out of the country. So we'll talk about the sanctions. Seamus Toomey, the managing editor over at DNAinfo.com. That's the local news service that covers all the local neighborhoods. You hear us do stories from them all the time. He'll be jumping in to do a little year in review from some of the neighborhoods around Chicago. And we'll talk about President-elect Trump has been tweeting. He's not happy with President Obama. He thought this was going to be a smooth transition, but now he's upset with the way President Obama is treating him and what he's been doing. So lots to talk about on the political scene, as well as hear from you. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can call us at any time and jump in on the show as well. Violetta, did you feel you were ready to head back out into the real world? Do you feel like you're prepared for your career and your life?
I do, but I look at it more so college is like starting and finishing something, you know, setting your minds.
Disagree.
I know you disagree. We were just talking about this through the intercom.
Because to me, college, the only thing that matters in college is finding your passion. And then hopefully it's early enough in college where then once you find the passion, you can redirect all your academics to that and use all the resources they have to then move on after college to pursue that passion.
Not everyone in life, though, is going to end up pursuing their passion.
I know.
Well, so
yeah,
learning how to figure it out.
Yeah, but that's the point of college, then, is so people can find their passion. That's, you know
what
I mean?
Is that the point of college?
To me, it is, yeah. Why would I need chemistry in college? You think I care about that?
You don't, but learning how to pass that class is important.
I
life
knew how
skill.
To pass classes in high school. And what's the difference?
There's a lot of difference. There's the way you interact with people. I think a lot of what you learn in college is how you interact at an older age, how you interact on your own, how you take on the responsibility of being in classes, of learning things. It's finding what you really want to do with life. It's finding what you're interested in.
Right, finding
But it's
your
getting
passion.
Yourself a little more well-rounded to
go
out into
There's
the real world.
I agree. There's more to it. All that goes along with it. I just think that the most important thing to me was finding my passion.
The hardest part for me was getting up and getting to classes that I didn't want to go to.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to go to anthropology, but those four-hour, you know, 3 days a week taught me discipline and doing something that I don't necessarily want to do, but I had to do it and I had to pass it.
With what you're doing right now, Violetta, I don't know if this is where you see yourself later in life or what, but do you think that college was worthwhile, that the money spent was all worthwhile? Because you could have gone to a local broadcasting school. You could have gotten here a different way than you did.
Yeah, I mean, I think I went to UIC. I stayed local.
Fear the Flames.
Yeah. And I think it was a challenge to go there sometimes because I didn't feel maybe as motivated. I think I was ready. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
And there's your answer, everybody.
I think.
Allie Muradi from the Chicago Tribune is in studio with us right now. Hey, Allie, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for coming down and chatting with us. So we're kind of chatting, you know, batting it around a little bit about whether we felt prepared out of college and debating, because Kevin's bringing up what college is really for. He says it's to go find your passion. When I went to school, I feel it was a little more to find yourself and figure out what your passion is going to be. There's a lot of pressure on kids these days to know that going in, though, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a big debate. It's how much of it is creating an enlightened citizen and how much of it is getting you ready for a job.
Yeah, especially with what parents and kids in through their loans are going to be paying for college these days. How much consternation is there that, okay, you did all this to get us in here and wow us with how great this is going to be, but now my kid is out here living in my basement, he's paying student loans, or I just paid off this $200,000 education and there aren't a bunch of jobs out there. How much of that is the colleges aren't doing enough, and how much of that is parents are expecting a little too much and maybe catering to our kids a little too much, and our kids maybe need a swift kick in the butt to get out the door and go find a job already?
Right. Well, I'm not sure I can speak to the parent side.
You can.
Of
you can. Go ahead. Just judge however you want.
But I do know that colleges and universities, like you said, do put a ton of effort in getting kids into the door.
Yeah.
But maybe not enough in making sure they're landing a good job once they leave. There was Gallup. It was a study from Gallup and Purdue University that came out earlier this month that said career services maybe need to be integrating themselves a little bit more into college and making sure that they're preparing kids better for when they do leave.
Well, and it makes sense for the colleges to want to do that because it's a big deal to get them in the door, but they want those alumni dollars someday because those kids landed a great job and feel real good about how much the school helped them get that, don't
they? For sure, and that's another thing that this study found is if kids thought that they were, or if graduates thought that they, you know, got more out of career services, they were more willing to give back to the university. So it's kind of a win-win situation, I think.
Yeah. How much pressure is there on colleges? Do they feel the pressure? Do colleges realize the consternation over the price of tuition these days and how much it is and the sticker shock that parents have as they're trying to save for their kids?
Yeah, I think they do. And we do see a lot of colleges, especially locally. I spoke to a couple around here that are putting a lot more effort and kind of innovating in the way that they prepare kids for the workforce. It's a lot more of having to meet kids where they are. You know, they're busy. They don't want to trek across campus in a snowstorm to meet with their career advisor and, you know, talk about what they're going to be when they grow up. So Loyola, for example, they restructured about 3 years ago to better prepare students for their careers. And they do things like the traditional stuff, like advising students, tweaking resumes, that kind of stuff, but with a twist. So advising can be done over Skype. Job leads are sent out via Twitter, and tips on how to dress for a job interview are posted on Pinterest. So,
okay, we got a whole other thing to get into here,
right? Right.
Because the kids are too darn lazy to go see them. I'll just Skype me the information. It's fine. I don't need to do that. All right, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break for the traffic, but then we'd like to hear from you too. There's a lot of you out there spending a lot of money to send your kids off to school. Do you feel they're getting enough out of it? Are they ready for it? And are you regretting any of it? 312-981-7200. I don't know that Allie appreciates that bump, Kristen. I think that was a low blow. 312-981-7200. You're not too young to know what that song is, are you, Allie?
Possibly.
Oh, my God. How old? All right. Allie Moradi.
Damn it.
Allie Moradi from the Chicago Tribune is here. She writes business stories, like the one about the Apple store being built here right on the river on South Michigan Avenue. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want to talk a little bit more about the idea of getting out of college and knowing what you want to do, and are the colleges helping you enough? 312 wrote, college for me was about an economic escape from crushing poverty, which was not of my choosing. Your upbringing fights with your personal liberation from said upbringing via higher education. Okay. 708 says, this is why college is for older ages. 19 is not focused always. And that's so true. When I went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I got out of college. Now, you graduated not that long ago from Ohio State. And as a quick diversion, off the air, I asked Allie where she went to school, and she said Ohio State. And I said, not the Ohio State? And you kind of rolled your eyes.
If you're the Buckeye.
A little bit. I rolled my eyes a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm anti the.
Is there two different factions at Ohio State? Like people who will get upset at you for not saying thee and people that'll roll your eyes at you when you say thee?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And how divided is that? Is like 50-50 or is thee the predominant
thee is
bully?
Definitely the bully. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Well, you fight the good fight.
I'm trying.
Every time I hear thee, I just go.
Are they going to win this weekend?
Probably.
She doesn't care. She's anti-thee, Kev. That's the football team that's thee.
If you go to Ohio State, you care about the football.
Is that true?
I do. I'm not a huge – I'm kind of a bad football fan, but I care from an alumni perspective.
Allie, who are they playing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Washington, in case your Buckeye friends ask.
Thanks.
Excuse me, Clemson. Wow, major.
Oh, wow, Kev. The sports
Classic
reporter.
Classic mix-up.
Sports
Classic
reporter didn't get that up. One right. 312-981-7200. Are you worried about – so you went to Ohio State.
I did.
Did you study journalism? Was this the path you set out upon?
I studied journalism, but I didn't know going into it that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
It took me almost a year to figure that out. I knew I liked writing. I knew I liked talking to people. So it didn't take me too long to put two and two together. But
and were there job services? Did they help you land that first gig out of college?
You know, I never once went to career services at Ohio State. But – I did have my advisor at the Lantern. I worked at the school paper. It's called the Lantern. Mm-hmm. Was very involved in that for 3 years. They taught me a lot of what I know. You know, I wouldn't be here today without them. And I had an advisor there that was really helpful. And I know he was helpful to all of us, telling us where to go, what to watch, you know, how to apply, who to apply for, all that. And that's something that was brought up in this Gallup study, you know. Most students do have mentors, so we need to make sure that their colleges need to make sure that faculty know what an impact they have. It's not just the one subject they're teaching, but it's the life direction of these students that they're having an impact on.
Well, somebody who's not been out of school for that long, do you feel when you read the study about, oh, we need to do more for these kids to help them, do you kind of roll your eyes at that too and say, oh, God, just get up and go get a job? Or do you feel like, no, these kids, we really need more help. We really need more services while we're there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you have no idea what it's going to be like out there. It's just you're taking the word from your mentors and your peers that are older than you that have done it before, and you're just trying to get as much advice as you possibly can so you can go in being as prepared as you can.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, what you wear to the interview or what you do to your resume or, you know, just who to even talk to get there.
Yeah. You also wrote about the Apple Store here on South Michigan Avenue, the southern end of the Mag Mile right here at the river. They're building this huge, beautiful glass-enclosed Apple Store. It's been coming along forever now here at just the south end of Pioneer Court. It's going to open when?
October is the target date.
October. So it's still a long way away, even though they've been working on it forever. And there's some thought that this is going to bring a lot more retail to the southern end here of Michigan Avenue. What else is popping up, or what do we see? Is it going to hurt the northern end of Michigan Avenue?
I don't think it's going to hurt the northern end. The thought is that it's expanding rather than shifting.
Okay.
So if you look just in this area here around Pioneer Court where Apple's going up, you have a lot of vacancies, and a lot of the landlords are kind of waiting to see what Apple does to the rent prices. So right now, this end of the Magnificent Mile has the lowest asking price per square foot.
Really?
Of the avenue. So the landlords are kind of thinking that Apple, since it's a retail destination and so many people are going to want to come and just to get their picture by it and all of that, that it'll bring other retailers down here and push the rents up.
So landlords who have space right now are actually not signing deals they think won't help them a year or two from now. They'd rather eat some space right now than sign a deal when they think they can do better a year or two down the road.
Yeah, because it's worth when the rents are about 15 years or whatever they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth it in the long run to lock something in at a higher rate.
That's really interesting to think that, you know, you've got vacancy, but strategically it's better business-wise to let it stay vacant to see what could happen.
Right. And just around here, so in the Wrigley building, there's a couple vacancies. In 401 North Michigan, there's a vacancy. Across the street at Alta is going in later this year, so that's the only one we know for sure. But there's a lot of vacancies around here, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
A texter writes about sending kids off to college. 630 says, I'm 65 and was told I didn't need to go to college because I'd just get married and have kids. That didn't work out, and I regret not having the college experience. My daughter did, and her dad and I will be paying for it till we die. But regardless, I think the social experience, making so many lifelong friends, is what I think she got out of it more than anything else. Wish I'd had that part of it. For me, that's true, too. I think the closest friends in my life are the friends that we met in college. I met my wife in college, and everything about my older life comes from that college experience. Even though I went there not knowing what I wanted to do with my life and not necessarily being prepared for it and running around for a while trying to figure it out, I do think that college is just as much about the social experience and learning how you're going to navigate your way through life with other people.
For sure. And that's a big part of it, too. You know, it's not, even when you think about job training, right? It's not like it used to be where you train for one job. Most of the students that are in school right now, the jobs they're going to be working don't even exist yet. So when we talk about career services, I think what colleges are thinking about now is not so much of just let's train them for one job that they're going to find, but let's teach them what skills they have and teach them things like leadership and social skills and working in groups and all that you find, you know, a lot of times through friends and all that kind of stuff and how to talk about it when they're in interviews.
But that makes it tough, though, to think, okay, so I have a son who's a sophomore in high school and really wants to go to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for an out-of-state resident to go to Michigan, that's like $50,000 a
right.
year.
Yeah.
And for that social experience, he could probably do pretty well locally as
Man,
well.
I would
right?
recommend Illinois State University.
Of course you would, Kevin.
Phenomenal.
But you didn't even know who Ohio State was playing, so I can't count on that.
The Ohio State.
Exactly. Ali Marani writes in our Chicago Tribune, thank you so much for coming down. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks
good
for
luck
having
to
me.
The Ohio State this weekend.
Go Bucks.
You'll be watching. Oh, very good. There she goes.
Who are they playing?
Clemson, I hear.
Nice.
Mapu Bala with you, 720 WGN.